turn off and fire back up for you guys. Must be out of gas. Yeah, it's running out of gas. Oh shit, I hope that is steam and not fire. Let's take a quick look, I see smoke. Well, she's just ticking away. Look at the cold air coming in. Just making a fog. Close that. Yeah, just not a lot of Prestone at, so she ticks real bad. 94 Jeep Cherokee. I'm gonna put that vent back in. I took it out because there's a toggle switch on for fog lights. I'm gonna take fog lights off because they're shitty setup for fog lights. So where's that Prestone coming in? I can see the smoke. Can't smell it though. See, it must be squirting right out. Anyways, I just have it set up for right now so I can move around the yard. I plan on putting this on the road. Oh yeah, look, you can see it just pissing. Anyone on YouTube want to give me two of these park lights here? Not park lights, sorry, single lights. What it needs? It needs a grill. Grill's on the roof at the moment. It's junk. There's the engine fan. I took it off because I don't need it anyways, and I had to take it off so I could set up the belt. And I'll show you guys my new camera. There you can see it's a Kodak. There's me, ha. Huh. But yeah, she needs single lights, a grill, a rear bumper, and a tailgate, and a water pump. But for $400, can't complain. That won't open. She's a Jeep, obviously. Interior's beautiful on it though, I mean. There's some water laying down there and shit, but I mean, take a look at these back seats. Look at the floor, that's just wet. But I mean, interior's beautiful shape, huh? Really nice. I cleaned all the dash on it, armor all. I used this shit on the dash. Ultra shine. I sprayed on the first and then ultra shined it. Came out pretty good, 270,000. Start it up one more time. Try not to touch anything on the interior. No motor noise, it's like it runs beautiful. It's just a water pump. That's the only thing wrong with the drivetrain. Everything works, four-wheel drive works perfect and everything. Just water pump spot. Stupid looking exhaust tip. I don't really care for that fog filter. It's really thin made, and it's just gonna suck in dust. I'm gonna see if I can find a factory air box that I can put on it. Or an air box that's around the same size. I know what kind of car it came out of, so I know what kind of filters to buy, because that don't filter the air real good. Yeah, but I mean, like, the worst part of body rust is right here on the door. And this came from the Salt Rose of Maraschino, Brunswick, Canada. And she's the very best. Here, I'll turn the lights on so you guys can see. But the alternator works beautiful. Charges right up to 14 volts. I don't know why when I turn it on, it puts a load on it. See? starts dropping it. But other than that, she runs good. I would be ripping around the yard with it right now, but I don't want to. I was under it today. I gotta turn this off. Can't think with it running. Might as well give her one rev. I'm surprised it hasn't run out of gas yet. I'm gonna have to get some tonight or tomorrow for it, so I can still move it around the yard. She's just clucking. Bunch of hens going at her. Okay, so what was I saying? Oh, body wise, beautiful. I mean, consider it comes from salt roads. This isn't mud, this is all salt down the side of it. It's supposed to be. Let's see if I can get the color green of it. Around that color green. Yes, but yeah, I enjoy it. That's a project. Real nice interior in it though. I'm really surprised by the shape the body's in on the outside and how the interior is. I mean, the only thing wrong with it is bumpers. I put my finger in front of it. It needs bumpers and it needs a grill. Needs a marker lights and needs a water pump. Other than that, the body's good shape. I gotta reline everything. That's my own fault though. Gotta reline that. There's one dent in the whole thing and it's right here. And these streaks are just from me rubbing it with water and that. There's a tiny hole right there. That you guys can see. Anyways, I'm making this video too long. I'm rambling on. I'm not paying attention to what I'm saying. I'm half asleep. And I'll keep you guys updated on Cherokee Project. But this is going to be my first vehicle for the road. Not my first vehicle. I trash many vehicles. And I'll see you guys later. Have a good one. Take it easy. Comment, rate, and subscribe. If anyone wants to send me a grill or the lens covers that are supposed to go on the below the headlights there that I have duct tape over, then hit me up with a message. I'll pay for shipping and shit. Very best. I mean, beautiful seats. Not a rip in it. Still amazed.